Hey guys, what's up? My name is Anthony. Welcome to another edition of BNA Sports Talk. So, heartbroken, and we have the 6th and 7th picks in the NFL draft, or 5th and 6th, something like that. The Seahawks won, so that kind of helps our stock a little bit, and we're still somehow a game and a half out of the playoffs. I kind of wish that the Jets would have beaten the Eagles, because that would have just been funny. We'd have been like a game out, pretty much, and that would have just been really, really funny. But yeah, so the Giants lose again. I have a couple takeaways from the game. I didn't watch the entire thing because I was at work. I kind of watched bits and pieces of it, and I want to start off with the defense. Everyone always starts off with the offense. The defense, we just know bend, don't break, and I think it was a pretty good point that Joe Judge like makes, like, don't let the quarterback escape the pocket, because that's when they're dangerous. Quarterbacks are dangerous when they escape the pocket. So don't run past the quarterback and let them step up and throw that way. You have to contain them in the pocket and have a guy maybe potentially win a one-on-one and be smart about it. And like, do we even need a pat? By the way, Aiden Hutchinson's a freaking beast. He's not quite Nick Bosa, but he's pretty close. And I don't think we're going to get him. I don't want to start talking draft, but you kind of have to. Like, what else are we going to talk about? Because like, today is one of those games where the only player that I'm watching on the field is, you know, Andrew Thomas. But it was just, okay, settle down. I like Freddie Kitchens as a play caller. I'm kind of sold on it. I kind of like it. There are much more people wide open, much more people running after catch. But the thing is, When Glennon was throwing it to the wide receivers, they were dropping it. When they were open, you know, sometimes he would miss them. It was one thing or another. And, yeah, eventually it just gets frustrating because you can't really maintain a drive. And then, obviously, the fourth down with, like, 6 minutes left, he decided to punt it. Like, I knew once they scored a touchdown, I'm like, this game's over. I like how I said I was going to talk about the defense first. But I kind of like about that. I kind of did. But I kind of like the theory of, like, keeping the quarterback in the pocket, and I think we need a big guy to be able to win on the edge and be able to like both bull rush and speed rush, so like the perfect guy. I guess we need, if we get an elite edge guy, or at least, or even like an elite defensive tackle, a guy that's like an Aaron Donald type that's going to be able to win that one-on-one and be able to storm the middle. But you already have Dexter Lawrence, you have Leo, you have Austin Johnson, so we have enough depth there. I saw this Mike Mock draft that has taken two defensive backs in the top 10. Like, jeez. Like, I get it. Like, a bunch of people were ragging on the Aaron Robinson pick. But, I mean, I didn't think it was a good pick. I thought it was a little bit too slow. But, you know, the kid has some speed. The kid, you know, is a ball hawk. They throw it his way, and he makes plays. That's the thing. I don't care how good or bad you are. Just when they throw it their way, how many times do they catch it? You can be a cornerback that's awful. They don't throw it your way. That's fine. They're just too scared of you. But you better make the play when they throw it to you. And that's what Aaron Robinson is doing. And they're actually throwing it to him a decent bit. I don't know where I'm trying to go with that statement. But yeah, Aaron Robinson's good. You know, but take a look at the players that we're missing. You know, I don't think we should give up on Joe Judge just yet. Because today he came with the game plan. We're going to be physical. It's a game plan that we always use. The one with the Raiders, we use this game plan every single week in a way. But that's the type of game there. But are you going to air it out with Mike Glennon? That's just irresponsible, in my opinion. That's just irresponsible, completely 100%. I don't blame the Giants if they move off Daniel Jones for this offseason, but it's irresponsible for you to play with Mike Glennon like he's Patrick Mahomes. And by the way, I know the offensive line's bad. But Mike Glennon, he just sticks in the pocket, whatever. He looks smart at sometimes, but he has no pretty much pocket presence. I think he's just kind of getting lucky. Just run. Just run. He took two awful sacks. He's just standing there waiting to get hit. You know, Andrew Thomas, I think, he's good for getting beat on one or two plays. He's not an elite tackle just yet. Maybe still be dealing with some of the injuries. I think he's fine, though. Sometimes with that, the bend around the edge, I want to see him lay on top of guys that, you know, just pancake them. As you're trying to bend around the edge, you put your weight on. I know they say don't move your feet, but, you know, there's one time Frank Ginkle tried to get the edge, and I'm like, just fall on him, you know, that type of thing. But I think Andrew Thomas, if I had to rank him, because now we're talking about him, I'd say, what'd I say? Like, say there's 64 starting tackles in this league. he's top 20, around 15, 16. Like, he's good. He's solid. He's definitely not a, you know, a guy that you're like, oh, we have to move him back into guard. That's the remember those conversations last year? So I'm glad we have that starting piece. But there's no reason to watch this off. You have an offense. You have a backup quarterback with a bunch of players, a bunch of our future that's injured. And, yeah, so it is what it is. This team's going to fight. And it's just kind of frustrating because the thought is we should be 6-6 right now. We're 4-8. You know, the Falcons and Washington. If we win both those games, we're 6-6, and we're in a playoff spot. And you'd be thinking way different about this team. But in the end, you know, Daniel Jones gets injured again. That's going to always be the topic of, you know, contention. And this defense continues not to let up a lot of points. But what other takeaways? About Darius Slayton, like, I like you, Darius. I want to like you. But can you stop? Would you catch Ingramitis? Oh, you're spending too much time with Evan Ingram and maybe Saquon Barkley as well. Like, what's going on here? You know, what's going on? Ever since that Miami boat trip, you know, things that just feels like this team is cursed, you know? But you can say that about every single team. Every single team is like the Vikings. We're cursed, you know, and it's ebbs and flows. Joe Judge was kind of right, but people were kind of ragging him in the press conference when he said, you know, everything's good. I saw some good things. He said in the press conference, like, everything is good. I like the way this team fought. No, I agree with that. I agree with that. People just are pissed off. So when people are emotional, they can't really think straight. Like, they just kind of go with the crowd, and then they don't really think logically. They're like, even though a take may be true, like something, I don't want to talk politics a lot, but something Donald Trump would say is just like, oh, it's Donald Trump. That's obviously wrong. Like, are you kidding me? And then you put some thought into it. You're like, oh no, like, that's not that outlandish of a thing when you like think about it. Like, maybe you disagree, but it's not the most racist thing anybody has ever said in the world, you know? So I think Joe Judge is a little bit right. You just got to worry about messaging and stuff like that. But I guess my three main takeaways from this game are, you know, the defensive line held strong, but this defense gets gassed because the offense can't sustain drives. And the defense feels kind of disconnected from the offense in a way, even though we're kind of playing. They're kind of playing together with that ball control, that field position. You know, it feels like it's Patrick Graham and then the other side. And the offense just can't keep going. I guess my takeaways. But the offense just can't. We haven't had a wide receiver score a touchdown or a running back score a touchdown since October. Can you imagine that? Yeah, I feel like every single week I see the Rams. I see, even though they have off weeks, but I see the Chargers. Justin Herbert goes for 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, and has a 980 QBR every single week, but we can't even score a touchdown. And if the other team scored we shouldn't be at the point where the other team scored a touchdown. I'm like, that's it. You know, we kind of lost this game. You know, we played that chess match. It's like playing that chess match, trying to go playing conservative. And all of a sudden, your queen gets taken. And you're like, oh, shit. You're like, you blunder. And then all that, the grand strategy, that slow strategy that you played, that smart conservative strategy, all of a sudden is gone. But why can't this offense? I mean, Zach Wilson scored 18 points today. He sucks. You know, we can't score 18 points against the Eagles every single week. Even though the Lions scored 20. You guys, as much as we hate Jared Goff, the Lions scored 29 points against a Mike Zimmer defense. But I don't know what's going to happen there. That's crazy. I thought the Vikings were like a conference championship team. They were going to make it to the conference championship. I thought they could win the division. Man, that's crazy. But, you know, and Kirk Cousins is playing well. I really want to dive into that a little bit more, I guess, over the next couple of days. But let's see, we got 9 minutes. That's usually the sweet spot. Sometimes it's either going to be like 10 minutes or it's going to be around 20. But I think we should wrap it up here. So again, my takeaways, the defense just gets gashed. The offensive line, Matt Skur, it's just embarrassing. And you can't really survive a team with that. But I don't want us to overcorrect like the Chiefs. And then I guess a third one, if I had to make one, I like Freddie Kitchens. I don't think we should get rid of him. But yeah, Mullen wants to join the team with Kadarius. So I said it as a joke in the beginning, but apparently his next move is an offensive coordinator position job in the NFL. I'm open. Don't join the Panthers, please. But I hope you guys enjoyed this video, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye, guys.